Hey, Jared, what's so unique about facing Matt Lepsis? I know, you know, you see him a couple times every year. What's unique about that matchup?
You know what, Lepsis, he's actually extremely athletic, and, you know, he works very well in their system. You know, their system calls for, you know, smaller, more athletic linemen that can move.
What do you do differently during the week against him that you might not do against anyone else? You know, I mean, you change up your game a little bit against him.
Well, you know what, each week is different. I mean, you know, you change your game up each week for every player. You know, it's whatever, watching film, if you can find something that you can expose and you can use to your advantage, you try to take care of it. It's, I mean, other than that, you know, you don't really change up, you know, your fundamentals. Nothing fundamentally, everything's the same. You just look for different ways that you can possibly beat some guy.
You know, Herm talked before, I asked him about you, and he said what a student you are of the game and watching film. How much film do you got to watch to find a weakness on a guy or a tendency on a guy like Lepsis, a veteran like
that? But, unfortunately, I have to watch a whole lot of film on that because I've played against him so many times. But, you know, throughout the week, you probably watch it anywhere from, you know, with meetings and watch film at home, probably 12 hours, it's a little much, probably another 10, you probably got 10 hours of extra film studying, and, within that time, within that week, you can usually find something, and then, you know, coaches are always on top of it because you get a breakdown game plan and stuff like that, so, you know, I don't really know the exact details on that, it's just part of the job, and it's just part of your routine of what you do.
Do you scout yourself when you do that, too?
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially if I've played against a guy before. That's the best way to learn is to watch yourself play against them. You know, you can watch other people play and be like, okay, that guy's kind of got a similar style to me, but you know, your best teaching tool is to watch yourself go against somebody that you're getting ready to go against.
Isn't that a challenge, too, of when you face a guy like, you know, a divisional guy like Matt so often, you know, if something worked the first time, you got to assume he's going to adjust. you got to kind of play that mental game.
There's always adjustments on the field. You know, what you do is you get yourself a game plan to go in and face a guy, and then, you know, football's, you know, a great sport, but you got to adjust on the fly. They get paid, too, and, you know, he's going to come in with a game plan, I'm going to come in with a game plan, and, you know, we're both going to try to execute our game plans against each other, but, you know, whoever adjusts the best during the game is going to win.
Have you gotten more attention this year as it's gone on from opposing offenses? Are you getting more chips and things like that, or is it about the same?
It tends to always get worse towards the end of the year, you know, especially when you're having a really good season. And you see double teams and triple teams and chips and stuff like that, max pros, and, you know, the offensive line turns towards you, and, you know, you got guards chipping you. But you know what? If they're going to do all that for me, that means someone on my team is either unblocked or one-on-one, and they can win. And then all of a sudden, if they want to focus on me, I got 10 other guys that can make plays.
Jared, is it difficult at all kind of having to study three different running backs, not really knowing who's going to play for the Broncos? And
Not at all. I mean, we don't really care who's got the ball in his hands. The bottom line is you got to tackle them. I mean, they're still going to run the same plays, and so you got to put yourself in position to make the tackle.
Those guys bring different things to the table, though, do they?
Yeah, well, they're all fast. They're all, you know, cutback runners. And so I think the biggest thing is in Denver's scheme is that, you know, the backs tend to run very similar, but, you know, Travis Henry, he's a banger. He'll get in there and bang him, and, you know, Young's pretty quick and shifty and gets on the edge, and so they got subtle differences and stuff like that, but, again, the whole part of stopping somebody is to stop before they get going.
Where would you put this 10-game run here in your career as far as how you're playing?
Right up there towards the top. You know, each year my goal is to get better, and so, right now, it's the most sacks I've had. I don't know about the other stats, but, I think about that when it's all done. Right now, we're trying to win a game. Right now, the five-game losing streak we're on has got to stop. I mean, that's all we're focused on around here. And but, you know, I'm playing well. I obviously got to play a little better so we can start winning some games.
How tough was it to sit out the first two?
Oh, it's miserable. It's miserable, especially when you know it's self-inflicted and you know that, your teammates are being punished for something you did. And so to watch your team do that and then to lose those games and knowing you can help them win is it's a tough thing to do, but, you know, it's a humbling experience and it's a growing experience.
It's off topic a little bit, but I guess I'm just curious, when did you start long snapping and you know, is that something you'd ever do again?
Oh, I've been long snapping since I was 8 years old, and I don't anticipate doing the league. I'll back it up. If they need me to come in, I'll back up. But I'm trying to be remembered as a great defensive end.
Well, I was just thinking you could be, you know, first guy with, you know, 14 sacks who long snaps. Maybe that.
There you go. You can do them both again. Full double duty. It's a little tough though after you run down on a punt to stay out there on defense.
Yeah. How have you guys been in the locker room? I mean, they've had some struggles here, losing some games too. Is it becoming a challenge, or do you think you're pointed the right way, at least attitude-wise?
Yeah, attitude-wise, we're pointed the right way. I think, you know, what are we going to do? Start pointing fingers at each other? I mean, heck, we win together, we lose together. That's the point of a team. And you know, I mean, people definitely, you know, obviously there's people that got to start playing better, and there's obviously people that got to do better. I mean, but that's all of us. I mean, each person could say that about everybody. So, you know, we're definitely not, you know, we're not pointing fingers or anything like that. We understand we've lost some close games, and we got to finish as a team. I mean, that's what football is. Football is a team sport. You win as a team, you lose as a team, and so it just never helped to start pointing fingers.